Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Howard Gutman, who is often with us here on the air, and of course is part of the trio of Jeff Katz and John Reed and Howard Gutman for Politics and Pints, President Obama's former ambassador to Belgium and a longtime Democrat. Do I say operative, Howard, or how would you characterize your Democrat connection? You're a member of the Democrat Party, but you're more than that.
How about
strategist? Okay, that's fair. What did you think, Howard? I assumed you watched the whole thing.
Oh, I watched every painful minute. Yes, I watched it indeed.
Painful? Oh.
Yes. You know, for me, it may be more painful than for others because was there anything new? You know, I could have given both sides responses, you know, in 15 seconds before they did. And I think we've heard it
well,
all.
Well, you don't have dementia.
Well, true. Well, it's unclear. Don't ask my wife.
Okay.
But I don't have as difficulty putting together coherent responses as Joe Biden, and I don't have any difficulty with the truth as Donald Trump. But you know what I came away thinking from that debate yesterday?
What?
I would be shocked if there was a single vote that changed yesterday.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I think we know what they are. We can say, Joe, you're off your game. You've lost 10% off your fastball. And we can say, Donald, how about the truth one time? By the way, I don't mind that he doesn't tell the truth when it's just a question of protecting himself, like lying about the China account that, oh, everyone's known the China. I mean, the fact the New York Times disclosed the China account. It was the first time the Senate Foreign Relations Committee had ever had any sense a sitting president of the United States still had, and it's still open, not it's cool, was closed, still has a bank account in China. Do you know the kind of scrutiny
I
went
through? Donald J. Trump's personal account, or is it a business account?
Well, so here's the answer. To be any other political appointee in the United States government, in any administration, including this one, unless Donald Trump tells him, ignore it, you can't have a business that has ongoing business that you are still related to.
Right. You had to divest everything when you became an ambassador, right?
To be U.S. ambassador to Belgium, I couldn't hold publicly traded stocks that I had held for years if they thought there could be a connection to Brussels. And what they defined that as was every stock. Like, as U.S. ambassador to Belgium, I might affect the price of Pfizer stock. I had to sell everything. I had to put it in broad-based, widely traded, geographic, non-specific mutual funds. It cost me a lot of money. I had to get off every school board, the local, you know, your kid's high school picnic fundraiser, not allowed to support it, couldn't support a charity. And there is a president who, 4 years into his presidency, still has economic ownership and ties to companies that have Chinese bank accounts.
His businesses do.
That what we've just done is nullify that. The minute he refused to divest, it's the same. He has an economic interest directly tied to it.
But the law allows that, right?
What?
The current law allows It's one of the exceptions, right? The only exception. The president of the United States, Republican, Democrat, Donald Trump or Barack Obama, whoever it is, they can still, they're not required to divest like you were when you became ambassador.
Well, when you say allows it, you're not required to divest by law. You're required to,
that's the
as
key
a U.S. ambassador, you're required to divest by the fact that every administration has the enforcement of its ethical guidelines. So you cannot get cleared through the vetting process. You cannot get cleared through the IRS. You cannot get cleared through the FBI when you have any. They come up and say, he has Pfizer stock. Yes, I don't think I really much of a I have 100 shares of Pfizer. I'm not much of a scientist. I'm not affecting the price. They rule that something in Belgium could affect it. It could cloud my judgment. And so I cannot go forward with my nomination to the Senate for the confirmation unless I divest.
Right.
And so
but
to
the president
know that,
has a different set of rules.
Because he doesn't get hired by anyone. He just got elected.
He gets
elected. But that's why every president in history has disclosed their tax returns. And the next lie, I can't because of the audit. John, it's not if I'm a Democrat or a Republican. Everybody in the world, in America, has the choice if they want to disclose their tax returns. There's right. nothing about an audit. It's so here's what, if he had said the following, I think we're too invasive of privacy. Howard Gutman shouldn't have had to disclose his tax returns. And I'm going to the American citizens and saying, no, I have a life, and you should too. That's perfectly fine. Let the voter decide. To tell us each time, I really would like to, but it's the audit, and I'm going to. John, we're in the fourth year, 9 days, 10 days before the election. When is he going to tell us his taxes?
But,
I know
but
when
he
it's
is,
going to be.
He is under audit, and he's acknowledging that, and it's not like he didn't file.
Mean?
Oh, I'm not going to file the taxes. He's given them to the federal government.
John, so what? Here's what he's given to the federal government doesn't tell us a thing. What don't you want to know? John, wouldn't you love if WRVA would not only pay you your salary, but give you four bedrooms every year in Mar-a-Lago for free?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Well, it actually wouldn't, John. You would be bankrupt. Because say that's worth $600,000 if you were going to be an outsider and had to pay for it, your tax liability for John Reed would be $300,000. Now, if you're getting paid $150,000 in salary, like a really well-paid person, how are you going to pay that $300,000?
I get what you're saying, Howard, but that's the point of the tax return. And what you're doing right now, which is okay, is exactly what everyone would do with a complicated tax return for somebody who has businesses all around the world. You'd never get past the minutia of the tax return. And, you know, I assume when I talk to you, you're shooting straight with me, but they are nefarious Democrats who would, you know, be like a dog with a bone and make things up to never allow the president to get past it. And I don't expect... I don't expect somebody who's been in international business for the last 40, 50 years and in complicated real estate trades to say, hey, I'm going to turn over all this information and allow you just to beat the hell out of me.
No, that's exactly what the voter... Now, so someone, Bernie Sanders or AOC, could come up with, what was your depreciation rate on this? And the voters aren't going to care. But someone needs to know, how did you deduct Mar-a-Lago all these years?
And that's what the IRS is doing. I'm watching the clock, Howard. But we've now spent more time talking about Donald Trump's tax returns and the China bank account than the national press has probably combined, talking about the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden laptop and the emails and what appears to me to be something that's fishy. I don't know whether it's illegal, but I mean, don't you think Joe Biden should have to answer those questions? He dodged those all.
Here's the good news.
What?
Here's the good news. The WRVA listeners listen to MSNBC spinning left and Fox News spinning right. And nobody really knows what's going on about tax returns or Burisma, or is Joe Biden lining his pockets, or is, and starting tomorrow, Saturday at 10 a.m. on WRVA,
yes.
As I host, as I see it, I'll be hosting a new series. I'm not going to do Democrat spin or Republican spin. We're going to talk about the facts, the okay. truth, the transparency, that, you know, if I say it, I'm not here to change the tax law. We're going to talk about the facts. We're going to treat the viewers of Fox and MSNBC who will listen to WRVA with respect so they understand the issues. And then from there, they will say, I don't agree with Howard Gutman, but I understand Burisma. I understand the issue about why we make people disclose their taxes and what I should be looking okay. for with Donald Trump.
Well, I'm excited about it. So is it an hour tomorrow? It's from 10 to 11?
So tomorrow we're starting in the beginning from 10 to 11. There's some other programming pre-committed at WRVA.
Yeah.
And we hope we'll spread from 10 to noon. But that depends. We got your listeners to okay. say, you know, let's listen to them and let's at least hear what they have to say.
I always Hopefully enjoy we'll hearing what you have something. To say, Howard. I think you – look, you and I disagree on a lot of things politically, but you've got a remarkable life story and with a big exclamation point, professional career. You've been in the room where a lot of important decisions are being made, and I respect your work and your perspective on things. So I'll be tuned in tomorrow from 10 to 11. Now, did I see Mark Warner's coming on with you? Did you say that too?
Yes, indeed. So I'll have a guest each week.
Okay.
By the way, I'm hoping to line up a major Republican for the second week.
And good luck. That'd be great.
I'll disclose that tomorrow, but the opening guest is Senator Mark Warner at around the midpoint of the 10 to 11 show tomorrow.
Okay. Howard Gutman, our friend who is a very articulate liberal and has been around the block a lot, he's got his show tomorrow at 10 o'clock here on News Radio WRVM. We're excited to give you the opportunity to hear from Howard in a long format. Thanks, Howard. I'll be listening tomorrow.
Take care. Stay safe, John. All the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.